Welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Golden State, California, to profile one of the most famous and polarized figures in American politics. He spent two decades in the House, led an impeachment trial, and in 2024 won the seat of the legendary Dianne Feinstein. We are talking about Senator Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff is a household name now, but for a long time he was actually known as a quiet blue dog moderate. His background is purely legal. He went to Harvard Law and then became a federal prosecutor in Los Angeles. He made his name in the late 80s by prosecuting Richard Miller. That was a huge case. Miller was the first FBI agent ever convicted of spying for the Soviet Union. So Schiff's focus on intelligence and Russian influence goes back almost 40 years. It isn't something he just picked up recently.
He rode that reputation to the state Senate and then to Congress in 2000. But the turning point was definitely the Trump presidency.
Absolutely. As chair of the House Intelligence Committee, he became the face of the opposition. He led the first impeachment inquiry, and his closing arguments on the Senate floor were viral moments. That raised his profile enough to launch a statewide Senate run in 2024. But now that he is a senator for 39 million people, he has had to broaden his scope beyond just national security. He has to represent a state that is essentially a country of its own.
Let's look at that state context, because California is a place of extreme wealth and extreme struggle.
It really is the tale of two Californias. On one hand, you have the fifth largest economy in the world. You have Silicon Valley creating the AI revolution, and you have Hollywood creating global culture. But on the other hand, you have a humanitarian crisis. California has about 12% of the U.S. population, but nearly 30% of the nation's homeless population. The cost of living is driving people out of the state for the first time in history. Schiff has had to pivot hard to address this. He talks constantly about the Housing Boom Act and federal incentives to build affordable units. He knows he can't just be the impeachment guy anymore. He has to be the infrastructure guy.
And his committee assignments reflect that. He sits on Environment and Public Works,
which is critical. California is ground zero for climate change. They deal with atmospheric rivers one month and terrifying wildfires the next. On that committee, Schiff fights for federal money for water storage and forest management. He also sits on the Judiciary Committee, which lets him keep his hand in the legal world, focusing on court reform and voting rights. And, perhaps surprisingly, he is heavily involved in agriculture. People forget that California is the nation's top farm state. It produces almost all of our almonds, walnuts, and processing tomatoes. Schiff has to balance the water needs of those farmers with the water needs of Los Angeles. It's a delicate dance.
He is the prosecutor who had to learn to be a politician.
He is. He approaches legislation like a legal brief. Very methodical, very precise. Whether you love him or hate him, you can't deny he is one of the most effective communicators in the Democratic Party.
That is our profile for California's junior senator. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.